Hey everyone, and welcome back to another deep dive.
You know those amazing e-bike trails you've been hearing about?
Well, today we are headed to one of those.
The George S. Mickelson Trail.
The Mickelson Trail.
Right in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
It's 109 miles.
109 miles long.
So get your e-bikes ready.
Yeah, this one is a real beauty. And we have got a whole stack of sources here.
We do.
We've got official tourism websites.
Oh, cool.
Wikipedia.
Of course, Wikipedia.
Trail guides.
Awesome.
And even some firsthand accounts from All Trails reviewers.
Oh, those are always the best.
Yeah, you get the real scoop from those.
Yeah, like have you encountered any cows lately on the trail?
Exactly. So our mission today is to get you ready to go e-biking on the Mickelson Trail.
Awesome.
Everything you need to know about this trail.
So picture this.
Okay.
You are riding through the Black Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're surrounded by these tall ponderosa pines.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just like smell the pine needles.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden you come out of the forest and you're in a meadow.
Okay.
And it's full of wildflowers.
Beautiful.
Then you go through a tunnel.
Oh, wow. A tunnel through the rock.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Right.
Yeah. And you're not just seeing this beautiful scenery.
Right.
You're also traveling through time.
Oh.
Because this trail actually follows the route of an old railroad.
Oh, wow.
From the 1890s.
Really?
Yeah, during the Black Hills Gold Rush.
Oh, that's so cool.
Think about all those prospectors and all the history that went through there.
So this trail,
mm-hmm.
are e-bikes allowed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. E-bikes are allowed on the Mickelson Trail.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they even have a special event called the Summer Trail Trek.
Oh, cool.
It's designed for all e-bike enthusiasts.
So you don't even have to be like a super experienced e-biker.
No, not at all.
To enjoy this trail.
All levels are welcome.
So 109 miles is
yeah.
pretty long.
It's a long trail.
Even with an e-bike.
That's true. But the good news is
right.
that the grades are really gentle on this trail.
Oh, good.
Most of them are under 4%.
Okay.
So it's very doable with an e-bike.
Okay. So where do we even start?
Well, first things first.
Okay.
You need a trail pass.
Okay.
They're super affordable.
Oh.
$4 for a day pass, or you can get an annual pass for $15.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a steal.
And there are trailheads along the way.
Yeah, 15 trailheads all along the trail.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And each one has parking restrooms and picnic tables.
Perfect for a break.
Yeah, you got it.
And I was reading that cell service can be a little spotty.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Out there.
Definitely plan ahead.
Okay.
Download your maps.
Good idea.
Maybe bring a paper map.
Old school.
Just in case.
And what about bike rentals and things like that?
Oh, yeah. There are several towns along the trail that offer bike rentals and shuttle services.
Oh, perfect.
So if you can't bring your own bike, no problem.
Yeah, and that makes it super convenient.
Yeah, exactly.
To just, like, you know, enjoy the trail.
Yeah, you got it.
Without having to, like, worry about your bike.
So now that we have, like, the logistics kind of out of the way,
yeah.
what makes this trail so special?
Yeah.
Well, for history buffs, this is going to blow you away.
Okay.
Not only are you following the route of this historic railroad,
right.
you're going to see remnants of the past all along the trail.
Like what?
Like old railroad ties.
Oh, cool.
Maybe some rusty equipment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like riding through a living museum.
That's awesome. And I also read that there's this trail.
Yeah.
Called the Historic Blackberry Trail.
The Blackberry Trail.
And that you can take that,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a side trip to Mount Rushmore.
Right. But e-bikes aren't allowed on the final stretch leading up to the memorial.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But still.
But you can get pretty close.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And actually, horseback riders can even tie up their horses nearby.
Oh, wow.
And walk up.
That's awesome.
But yeah, imagine that, riding your e-bike and then seeing Mount Rushmore in the distance.
That's incredible.
It's pretty special.
And we should clarify that Mount Rushmore is not in Custer State Park.
Right. It's nearby, but not in the park itself.
But what about wildlife on the trail?
Oh, yeah. You're going to see all kinds of wildlife.
Like what?
Deer, elk, turkeys, foxes, even coyotes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a nature lover's paradise.
And cows.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the cows.
I read about them.
Especially around Rochford.
Yeah. There might be some droppings involved.
Yeah, that's right. Watch your step.
Yeah.
But it's all part of the adventure, right?
Yeah. It is.
Sharing the trail with nature.
So it's not just like your average trail.
No, this trail is really special.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see a lot of different landscapes. You'll go through dense forests, open meadows, rugged canyons, and even some stretches of prairie.
So it's like you're getting a little bit of everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all in one trail.
It's like a sampler platter of Black Hills scenery. I love it. So we have history. We have wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
We have beautiful views.
Yeah.
What else could we ask for?
Well, how about some practical advice from people who have actually ridden the trail?
Oh, yeah. That's always a good idea.
Let's tap into the wisdom of the All Trails crowd.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do they have to say?
Well, first up, cell phone service.
Oh.
It can be unreliable.
Okay.
So be prepared.
Download those maps.
Yeah. Download your maps offline.
Okay.
Let someone know your itinerary.
Good idea.
And maybe even pack an old school paper map.
I like it.
Just in case.
And bring water.
Oh, yeah. Hydration is key.
Especially in the warmer months.
Absolutely.
Okay, so is the trail open year-round?
It is,
okay.
But there is a catch.
Okay.
During the winter, the water at the trailheads is turned off.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, to prevent frozen pipes.
So winter riders,
mm-hmm.
pack some extra water.
Exactly.
What about snowmobiling?
Oh, yeah. If there's enough snow cover, the section of the trail from Dumont to Deadwood is open to snowmobiles.
Oh.
So you can experience the trail in a whole new way.
That's amazing.
Even in the winter.
So it really is a trail for all seasons.
You got it.
You know, it's just amazing to me how this trail blends like history and nature and accessibility.
I know. It's really special.
It's like you're going back in time, but you're doing it in this like modern way with the e-bike.
With the help of technology.
Yeah.
But still experiencing that same sense of adventure.
And it's accessible
mm-hmm.
to like people of all ages and abilities.
Yeah. It's truly an inclusive trail.
Okay. Let's keep going.
All right.
What other interesting discoveries and user tips?
Okay, let's dive into those hidden gems and those practical nuggets of wisdom that can make or break a trip.
Awesome.
Because the Mikkelsen Trail has a lot more to offer.
I'm ready.
Let's uncover them. You know, we were talking about tunnels earlier.
Oh, yeah, the tunnels.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, riding through a tunnel carved through rock.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's like a whole other world in there.
Yeah, and they're not just any tunnels.
No.
These are like remnants of the old railroad.
Yeah, think about all the history.
Each one has like its own story.
Right. And there's one in particular tunnel, #4.
I read about that one.
It's over 300 feet long.
That's long.
And it's rumored to be haunted.
Oh, by a ghost.
By the ghost of a railroad worker.
Spooky.
Yeah, pretty creepy. But even if you don't believe in ghosts.
Right.
It's still pretty amazing to think about.
Yeah.
You know, those tunnels have been there for over a century.
Yeah, like how much history has passed through there.
And they're still standing strong.
It's a testament to the engineering.
Yeah, back then.
And I bet they make for some pretty cool photos, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like the play of light and shadow.
Right, as you come out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Into the sunshine.
So tunnels, check.
Check.
What about bridges?
Oh, yeah, the bridges.
I read that there are over 100 bridges.
Over 100 converted railroad bridges on this trail.
Wow, that's a lot of bridges.
Yeah, and each one offers like a different view.
Yeah, you're getting a different perspective.
Of the Black Hills.
Every time you cross one.
Yeah, think about the craftsmanship that went into building those bridges.
Back in the day.
Over a century ago.
And they're still holding up.
They're still there.
So we've got tunnels, we've got bridges.
We've got history, we've got scenery.
We've got wildlife.
Oh yeah, the wildlife.
What kind of wildlife are we going to see?
Well, get ready for some wildlife bingo.
Okay.
Deer, elk, turkeys, foxes, even coyotes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a mini safari.
Right in the Black Hills.
Right in your backyard.
And cows.
Oh, yeah, the Rochford cows.
Can't forget about them.
They're quite the attraction.
I read about those droppings.
Yeah, you got to watch your step.
Definitely.
But it's all part of the experience.
It is.
They're sharing the trail with nature.
All right, so we talked about, like, the logistics earlier.
Right.
But what about some tips from the people who've actually ridden the trail?
Oh, yeah. Let's get some advice from the experts.
The All Trails reviewers.
What do they have to say?
What are their pro tips?
Well, one thing that came up a lot was cell phone service.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Or rather, the lack of it.
It can be spotty.
Yeah. So be prepared.
Download your maps.
Exactly. Download your maps offline.
Okay.
Let someone know where you're going.
And what about like a compass?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Or a paper map?
Yeah, old school, but it could come in handy.
Yeah, you never know.
And if you're using a GPS device,
right,
make sure it's charged.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You don't want to be out there with a dead GPS?
No, especially if you're not familiar with the area.
And while we're talking about batteries,
yes,
make sure your e-bike battery is charged, too.
Yeah, of course that's important.
You don't want to run out of Seuss halfway up a hill.
No, and this trail is mostly crushed limestone and gravel.
Yeah, that's right.
So what kind of tires do you recommend?
Well, you're going to want wider tires with good tread.
Okay.
For better grip and comfort.
And comfort is key.
Oh, yeah. Especially on a long ride.
Yeah, like a comfy seat.
Oh, yeah. Invest in a good seat.
That's a good tip.
You'll thank me later.
All right. So we talked about water earlier.
Yeah.
And how it's turned off at the trailheads during the winter.
That's right. So winter riders pack extra water. Oh. And even in the warmer months,
yeah,
it's a good idea to bring your own water bottle.
Yeah, just to stay hydrated.
Exactly.
You know, one thing I really like about this trail is all the trailheads.
Oh, yeah. The trailheads are great.
There are 15 of them.
15 trailheads all along the trail.
And they all have parking restrooms and picnic tables.
That makes it so easy to plan your ride.
Yeah. You can, like, break it up into sections.
Yeah, you can do the whole trail or just a portion.
And if you don't want to ride back to your car,
right,
you can just get a shuttle.
Yeah, there are shuttle services available.
Like Deadwood Outdoor Rentals.
Yeah, they offer shuttle services.
Okay.
So you can just ride one way and then get a ride back.
Okay, so we've got all that covered.
What else do we need to think about?
What about the weather?
Oh, yeah, the weather.
Because the Black Hills.
It can be unpredictable.
Yeah, it can change quickly.
You could have sunshine one minute and then a thunderstorm the next.
Or even snow.
Yeah, especially in the winter.
So check the forecast.
Absolutely check the forecast before you go.
And dress in layers.
Yeah, layers are key.
And what about sunscreen?
Oh, yeah, especially in the summer.
That high altitude sun.
It can be intense.
And don't forget a first aid kit.
Oh, yeah, always a good idea to have a first aid kit.
Just in case.
Safety first.
You know what really stands out to me about this trail?
What's that?
It's like the perfect blend of history and nature and accessibility.
I know, it's really a special combination.
It's like you're stepping back in time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing it in this modern way.
With the help of technology.
Yeah.
But still experiencing that same sense of wonder.
And it's accessible to, like, everyone.
Yeah. That's what makes it so great.
It doesn't matter your age or ability.
Everyone can enjoy the Mikkelsen Trail.
Okay. I'm ready for more.
All right. Let's dive into those hidden gems and those unexpected moments that make this trail so special.
Let's uncover the secrets of the Mikkelsen Trail.
All right. Let's do it.
So we talked about hidden gems earlier.
Yeah.
What are some of those?
Well, there's one that's pretty cool. It's called the Historic Blackberry Trail.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's a short offshoot from the main trail.
Okay.
And it actually leads to Mount Rushmore National Memorial.
Wait, you can ride your e-bike to Mount Rushmore?
Not quite.
Oh.
E-bikes aren't allowed on the final stretch.
Right.
Leading up to the memorial itself.
Okay.
But it gets you pretty close.
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah. It's amazing that you can incorporate a visit to Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Into your Mikkelsen Trail adventure.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And actually, horseback riders can even tie up their horses nearby.
Oh, wow.
And walk up to the memorial.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So you can either hike or ride a horse.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And this trail also passes through some old mining towns, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, what are some of those?
Well, you'll go through towns like Rochford Mystic and Hill City.
I've heard of Hill City.
Yeah, those names just scream Wild West.
They do.
Gold Rush history.
I bet each town has, like, its own unique character.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're small, but they're full of history and charm.
And stories.
Oh, yeah, tons of stories.
What about those All Trails reviewers?
Oh, yeah, they had some good ones.
Like what?
Well, one reviewer talked about encountering a flock of wild turkeys.
Oh, wow.
Just crossing the trail.
Like right in front of them.
Yeah, totally unfazed by the bikers.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's those unexpected encounters that make the trail so special.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to see.
Another reviewer raved about the wildflowers.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Especially in the spring and summer.
Yeah.
They said it was like riding through a kaleidoscope of colors.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. And speaking of beautiful views,
yeah,
there's a scenic overlook near Custer.
What's that called?
It's called the Custer Skywalk.
Oh.
It's definitely worth a stop.
You can, like, take a break from riding.
Yeah, have a snack, enjoy the view.
And take some pictures.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Instagram worthy.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of stuff.
We have.
But we need to talk about trail etiquette.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, like, what are some of the things people should keep in mind?
Well, first and foremost, respect the trail. Stay on designated trails.
Right.
Pack out your trash.
Leave no trace.
Exactly. And be mindful of noise levels.
Right. Other people are trying to enjoy the trail too.
Exactly. And yield to other users.
So like hikers.
Yeah. Hikers, yeah. And horseback riders.
And for e-bike riders.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things they should keep in mind?
Be careful when approaching blind corners.
Okay.
And when passing others.
Safety first.
Yeah, always.
Well, I think we've covered pretty much everything.
I think so.
About the Nicholson Trail.
We've gone deep.
We have, from the history to the scenery to the practical tips.
It's an amazing trail.
It really is.
Whether you're a history buff, a nature lover, or just looking for a great e-bike adventure.
So what are you waiting for?
Get out there.
Explore the Mickelson Trail.
Yeah, choose your trailhead and start planning your adventure.
And remember, every ride is a chance to discover something new.
Absolutely.
All right. That's it for our deep dive on the Mickelson Trail.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
Happy trails.